Well, I've been in the country for 2 months now, a visitor from just over the other side of the pond, here to study the art behind the creative medium of radio. This has been the longest I've been out of my country, so I'm already growing weary of being foreign, being different. Although I'm not complaining, I think that will be a real character builder for me. I don't have plans to go back home for another 6 to 7 months when I have to return for just a long weekend to attend a friend's wedding, so I'm here to stay for a year. I didn't think I'd have a problem leaving the American culture behind, as I've flat out just grown tired of many aspects of it lately. But that's a whole nother story. The point of this one is that I hadn't even noticed I had in fact missed it. I don't know if I'd missed the American way of life, or if I've just missed the ability to camouflage myself in it. You see, I don't like sticking out like a sore thumb. But I realized I had in fact missed it while traveling to London over the weekend. Living in South Dorset has been the ultimate English experience. I've only had one conversation with an American so far. So my fiancé and I easily came to the decision to see a bit of London while meeting friends there from home, who took some vacation time to do the same. We reserved a hotel room in the city and decided to take the train there to avoid the hassle of driving. After weighing the cost of gas and parking, we figured out we wouldn't be losing much money. So we boarded the 10:55 Southwest train from Poole to Waterloo on Friday morning. Now back home, I often take the train into New York City, usually to see my beloved Yankees play baseball. And right away, I was impressed and relieved to notice how much cleaner the Southwest trains were compared to Metro North. I took my seat and was also pleased to realize how much more comfortable it was. On Metro North, the seats are small, entirely plastic, and very rigid, not at all giving. In comparison, I was now lounging in a Lazy Boy. Many seats, like the ones we opted for, were divided by a table, another new, more comfortable luxury. As we placed our stuff on the table and took our seats, I was pleasantly surprised and poised for the 2-hour ride to London. I immediately went and got us some tea, and in no time I felt as if we were in the comfort of our own home. Just my girl and I sat at a table sipping tea and reading the newspaper. The other passengers also helped me forget where I was, as everyone was very courteous to one another. Anyone who was talking did so very quietly. Unfortunately, that's something else you don't normally get in the States. So the trip was very relaxing, which helped make the 2-hour ride to our stop pretty short. The peaceful atmosphere on the train not only allowed me to forget where I was, but where I was going. Although I was reminded as soon as we stepped off the train at Waterloo with our bags and had to carefully maneuver through a sea of people to get to the tube. We spent a good amount of time on the tube that day, traveling to as many tourist attractions as we could squeeze in. We also walked more than my legs bargained for. And while in the city, I almost forgot something else, that I was still in England. Like any other major city, it attracted a diverse mix of people, and that reminded me of home for the first time in months. I really got the feeling that I was back home in the melting pot of America. I no longer stood out, no longer screamed out foreigner. In Dorset, I sometimes feel like such an outsider, like the new kid at school trying to fit his way into one of the already established cliques. It's as if I'm amongst lifelong friends who keep telling personal jokes that I don't get. But now, just a simple, relaxing train ride away, I'm amongst other visitors. Later that night, we met up with our American friends for a lovely evening in this diverse city. It was as if we returned to America for a day, maybe not to our hometown, but to any of its major cities. To actually do that would involve sacrificing a day to traveling, but it was as if we accomplished the task with that short train ride. And just as quickly as we were taken to this revelation, we were sitting on the train again the next day. As I was sitting there, I couldn't help but think that when I step off the train again, it will all have felt like a dream. But I'm comforted to now know what lies on the other end of those tracks, and I'm sure that won't be the last time I see London in the next year.